You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Ohio Conference Cast, and this is going to be our official Christmas episode.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm Bill Seymour.
And this is Thomas Dunn. Hopefully you're settled in somewhere nice and warm and cozy with a hot cup of Joe.
Or chocolate.
You know, whatever your fancy is. And for our Christmas episode, we're doing something we've never done before. We're giving you an opportunity to win a Christmas gift from us, the Ohio Conference Cast.
$25 gift card. Yes, you can win.
Yes, so just pay attention. We'll give a little more details about the contest as the podcast unfolds. So the scintillating topic for today's Christmas podcast is, how does Ohio Conference work?
So, Thomas, it dawns on me that this contest is a little bit like me walking into my house where three people live, including myself, and saying, hey, everybody, one of you can win a $25 gift card.
The odds are in their favor, right?
That's right. So if you enter, it shouldn't be too hard. Okay. So how does Ohio Conference work?
Yeah, that's a great question, and we are going to take a stab at explaining that. I'm guessing everyone that's listening to this has some form of understanding of Ohio Conference, and we don't claim to have any more understanding than the next person, but we're going to set aside 15 or 20 minutes here and take a stab at it.
Okay, so here's the contest. While we are describing the workings of Ohio Conference from a very broad sense, I'm going to draw a flowchart. And if you want to enter the contest, take a moment right now, hit pause on your podcast, go get a piece of paper and a pencil or a pen and come back and draw what you hear us say is the organizational kind of chart of Ohio Conference and take a picture of it, send it to us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com. And whoever's picture is closest to mine will win the $25.
So we'll see. I mean, if there's a lot of entries and they all look the same, then we're going to have to really nail down on the details. So you have to think, what is Bill's favorite color of pen? Because that might be the deciding factor.
To start, let's name the pieces parts of Ohio Conference. We have the delegate body.
That's the big one. That's the overall.
Right.
And then we have ministry development team and leadership team.
Okay, so those are two teams. And they have some leadership. And then there are also some ministries, right? Gifts discernment is one.
Stewardship ministry.
And credentialing ministry. And then there are resource teams, right?
Yeah.
That's part of kind of the overall structure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with those pieces parts, those are the pieces parts for you contest enterers that will go on your piece of paper. So the delegate body, Thomas, what does the delegate body do?
Well, the delegate body, what do they do? I know when they meet every year at annual conference assembly. They sit around tables, they worship, they go to workshops, and there's business, voting happens.
Voting happens, so they make decisions, delegate body makes decisions, and who takes those decisions and makes them happen?
That would probably be the leadership team.
Ah, okay. So here's the first piece of our piece of paper. So at the top of my paper, I'm writing delegate body and using an undisclosed shape to put around it.
Now, I've seen in some flow charts, people like to put Jesus above everything else. Are you going to put Jesus on there?
No, because Jesus is the paper.
nice.
There you go. Okay, so under delegate body, I'm putting it a little toward the right. I'm going to put LT for leadership team. So leadership team takes decisions of the delegate body and carries them out for the rest of the year, more or less. Does that sound?
So leadership team is acting on the authority of the delegate body. Doesn't necessarily have authority on its own, or does it?
Well, that's a good question for Ralph.
We'll just throw that one to Ralph.
Call Ralph.
Well, I do think that's an interesting question because it's something that leadership team has grappled with in that we are accountable to the delegate body and we can't get too far ahead or behind the delegate body, but at the same time, there's 12 months time passing between delegate body meetings, so the leadership team is more or less forced to take leadership on its own, knowing that it can't get approval for every little action it takes.
Correct. And it seems to me, at least, that there are times when a leadership team can, in times when the delegate body is unclear, the leadership team can say, hey, what about this direction, and test it and carry forward. Okay, Ministry Development Team, or MDT, as we like to call it, what does that do?
Well, I believe they would be developing ministry within Ohio Conferences, as the name indicates.
Ah, okay. So Ministry Development Team, or MDT, are they under the leadership team?
Yeah, I would say it'd be slightly under. And there's some things like the Ohio Conference budget that both MDT and LT look at. But ultimately, in a flow chart type thinking, I think leadership team would have some form of authority over top of ministry development team.
Okay, so I'm putting LT kind of under leadership body, LT sort of under delegate body, and MDT next to leadership team on the left, but slightly lower with a different shape.
What you're doing is you're giving everyone the answer to the contest as you're doing it.
No. I'm giving them clues so that they don't get totally frustrated with how I'm going to do it. And I'm not telling them the shapes I'm using. Or the color of the pen.
Or the color of the pen, yes.
That's right.
Is it paper stock going to be a part of that as well?
Yes, paper stock. Well, no, because it's a photograph that they're going to send us.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm using card stock, if that matters,
okay,
because
so
it's what I had in my recycle bin.
We've covered MDT and LT.
Okay, so then there are gifts, discernment, stewardship, and credentialing ministries. Now, are they also kind of on the side, or do they fall under leadership team?
Yeah, again, I would think they fall under, but there's a significant amount of overlap. So the way that leadership team is constituted is that it's made up of the chairpersons of each of those ministries. So the credentialing chair, the stewardship chair, the gifts discernment chair are all members of the leadership team.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And gifts discernment basically finds people to use their gifts to do work in Ohio Conference.
Yeah, so gifts discernment fills all the spots that need to be filled.
Okay.
Besides their own gifts discernment spots.
And stewardship takes care of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stewardship, so it must be more than about money. In theory?
Maybe in theory.
Okay,
I've never sat on stewardship, so I don't know
okay, all right.
what they talk
so
about.
So we need a stewardship person to phone in. We don't have one. So anyway, stewardship at the very least takes care of money. And
I think that's been enough for them to take care of the last couple of years.
Certainly the last couple of years.
We don't need them to
Absolutely.
Do more things than that.
And then credentialing, well, these are the people who say that we can or cannot be pastors.
Yeah. So we're going to say a bunch of nice things.
Very nice. Credentialing people are fabulous. We love them dearly.
But the credentialing is a very important commission or ministry of the Ohio Conference. And it's something that, by and large, I don't know a whole lot of what they do. I just know they do a lot of work, and it's very important work. Naomi Engel has been the chair of credentialing ministry for a long time. Unfortunately, due to her health issues right now, she has had to step down from that position. But, yeah, any pastor in Ohio Conference has been credentialed through the credentialing ministry. That's licensure, ordination.
But there's more than that, too. Aren't there commissions of other kinds, chaplaincy, or commissioning for a certain mission task, right?
Yeah.
So there's other kinds of credentialing that happens in Ohio Conference.
And there's training events the credentialing ministry has
right.
instituted and put in place.
Yeah, just recently, and they kind of took a pastor peer and had a training event about
crisis care.
Crisis care, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so we have gifts, discernment, stewardship, and credentialing, and they. On my flowchart, I'm putting them somehow underneath leadership team, and just a clue, I'm abbreviating them somehow. You can guess how I'm going to do that. Okay, so back to ministry development team. We have resource teams. And I know, I don't know that this, there's an official designation, but for instance, the year of mission that we're in Ohio Conference right now, that sort of functions as a resource team, right? That was a ministry development team got together and decided that this was an important thing and put some people together to do the to head up the year of mission. So that would be Jason Rissler and Jacob Dodson and
Sean Hilliard. So yeah, they would be a resource team, and there's a variety of different resource teams. But basically, my understanding of a resource team is ministry development team has an idea or is submitted an idea, and they say yes, that's good. They can either set some money aside or give some money to the project, and then they delegate the legwork of that project to resource teams. And so, yeah, the most active one now, that the least one that's getting the most press, and is the Year of Mission group, and they're doing a lot of good work. Those folks are workhorses. It's exciting to see what they do.
Workhorses. All right. So, ministry development team. Could you say that ministry development team is a doer group? They make, well, ministry happen, right? So resource teams come out of that do special projects like the Year of Mission, for example. And leadership team performs more executive functions, filling slots, making sure the money's good, sort of overall direction, making sure the people in the room are the right people in the room, credentialing. Is that fair?
I think that would be fair. I don't know about the implication that leadership team doesn't do anything and that ministry development team is the group doing all the things. But
well, I used to be on ministry development team, so I'm sort of partial. And you're on leadership team now, and so I'm sort of partial.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you don't consider planning an ACA a thing or all
Oh, come on, Judy plans ACA.
That's true. Just everything. Judy does everything.
Yeah. Speaking of Judy, why don't we go on a field trip and say hello to her?
That's a good idea.
And here we are through the miracles of modern technology outside the Ohio Conference office south of Kidron, Ohio.
So Bill and I are sitting in the car right now waiting to enter the building.
And we're about to turn off the engine. Watch. Or listen, I should say.
Yeah, they can't see Bill. This is the microphone.
That's right. I keep forgetting. So now we're going to get out of the car and walk in the office and surprise Judy. We have a gift for her, and we're just going to thank her for all she does for Ohio Conference. So walk with us. While you're listening at home, you should pretend to be walking. And Judy's with her mother-in-law. So welcome to the Ohio Conference office. We are here.
Hi, Judy.
We are here along with our 10 podcast listeners to say thank you for all that you do for Ohio Conference. Here's a gift certificate to Quince, and I don't know, something sweet. I have no idea what that is. It's sort of round and has cream in the middle of it and looks tasty.
Who is this from?
This is from Thomas and me.
Well, thank you.
On behalf of Ohio Conference.
On behalf of Ohio Conference. And we're back in my office where we're recording the rest of our podcast. So in the flowchart, I have put resource teams kind of out and around and under. You figure out what that means. And that kind of completes my flowchart.
So we talked about Judy and paid her a visit. So what about the rest of the staff? She's not the only one employed by Ohio Conference.
Well, sure. We have Stan. He pays the bills, right? And we're always glad bills can get paid. We talked a little earlier about the Year of Covenant group and didn't mention that Alyssa is also part of that group as the coordinator volunteer. She's the one that kind of makes sure things get done. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was on the ministry development team, we had lots of ideas coming to us, and we had lots of ideas, but until we had a coordinator of volunteers, nothing ever happened. And so we're really grateful for the work that Alyssa does, not just with Year of Covenant, but with all the volunteers that she works with. Pastor Spouse Retreat and a number of other things.
ACA planning, she does a lot of work with that.
That's right. Well, and then there's Ann. You wouldn't be listening to our podcast if Ann didn't publish our podcast, so you can blame her or thank her as you desire. And other communication happens through Ann, the Evangel and Perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And probably a lot of other things as well, like the website.
Yeah, the website, and takes care of all the pretty much all the publications from Ohio Conference goes through Ann.
Yeah, so so we're really grateful for all of these staff. They're, I guess, technically support staff, but really they're doer staff. They're the staff that ensures that we're doing the things that we want to be doing. We also have Ralph, and we have Cliff, and we have a spot open for a conference minister.
Yeah. So I'd say I think flowcharts are all nice and neat and organized, and reality doesn't often look like that. So I think if we are drawing out a flowchart as we would probably see it from the Constitution, leadership team would provide oversight to the conference minister, which would be the executive leader of the conference. And then this individual would then be providing oversight to all of the staff. So that's probably the way it should look. Now, the way it looks now is we don't have an executive leader. We've asked Ralph to wear some of that hat. I think Cliff has ended up doing some of those things, so it's just kind of been spread around, and then there's been a lot of things that haven't been done. So that, I'd say that's a pretty big hole in our current conference structure, is that a lot of it revolves around having a full-time executive leader to do a lot of executive function.
Right. And so we're grateful for Ralph and for Cliff and the leadership team for stepping in this time to help out with those functions as they can. Okay, do you feel like we have a better handle on how conference functions on a higher level?
Yeah, as long as we didn't, make it worse and just muddy the water.
Right. So maybe next podcast we'll have the correction, corrected version.
Yeah, we should let Judy listen to this and fill in all the gaps.
Yeah. Okay, well, we are glad that you chose to spend this time listening to Thomas and I banter back and forth.
We wish you all have a Merry Christmas, and good luck to anyone who's sketching this out. We'll look forward to your email submissions to ohioconferencecast@gmail.com, and we'll get you your $25 gift card.
And we will let you know in our next podcast, which should be sometime in the early part of January. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.